every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Popular music. 38 years ago, 1978.
Number three.
Barbra Streisand, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
And you don't bring me flowers.
Number two.
The Bee Gees, Too Much Heaven.
Too much heaven.
The number one song this week, 38 years ago in 1978. Chic, The Freak.
Chicago's original sports talk station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And just after 5 o'clock and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. And we begin with hockey, and Stan Bowman has worked it out. The Blackhawks and Artemi Panarin have agreed on a contract extension. Apparently it's a short one, a two-year deal worth $6 million per season. Meanwhile, in college football, Northwestern with an exciting bowl victory this afternoon as they win the Pinstripe Bowl in New York, 31-24 over Pittsburgh, and Justin Jackson rushed for 224 yards and three touchdowns. Pro football, wide receiver Steve Smith says Sunday's game will likely be his last in the NFL. Tight end Antonio Gates says he likely will play another season. Tom Coughlin interviewed today down in Jacksonville, and Tampa Bay running back Doug Martin. He'll enter a drug rehab facility after being suspended by the league. In pro basketball, the Bulls hosting Brooklyn tonight over at the United Center. And in college basketball, coming up at the bottom of the hour right after this show, DePaul and number one Villanova right here on The Score. Join Jay Sawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass with Dennis Rasmussen on Tuesday from 7 to 8:30 at Bub City in Chicago. Come get an autograph from Dennis Rasmussen, get the inside scoop on the team, meet the Bud Light Ice Crew, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawk tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. This scoreboard update brought to you by Ian Dental Implants. Choose Ian Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Howard Orloff Volvo, online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Good, thanks.
Hub Arkish joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. And he is ready to answer your questions. He is ready to respond to your comments. Although I always say questions and comments, and we end up getting many more questions than comments. Hub, hello. Is Hub there? Hub is not. Okay. Well, then we will look forward
well,
to
establishing. It's probably because you didn't call him by his real name.
Yeah.
Hubert.
No, I don't know why.
Are you sure?
You're like 2 minutes away from insisting his name is Hubert.
I was thinking about that when I was in the bathroom just a little bit ago.
But let the record show you always think about Hubert when you're in the bathroom.
What do you think about?
It doesn't really count. Well, Dig Dug. Yeah.
Generally. Weird.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
What were the odds that we would each think about a strange and trippy arcade video?
I would think it was Burger Time.
I don't like that game.
I don't remember it. I know what it is. I just don't remember ever playing
it.
Yeah,
it was bad. It was sort of a combination of Pac-Man and one of the levels of Donkey Kong.
Okay,
where you had to
like drop the ingredients, you know, like the burger and then the lettuce.
Yeah,
it's
a chase game, and then you had a salt shaker. Like, oh, I'm throwing salt on crazy potato guy.
I don't remember.
That's
gonna
make him shrivel up. I don't remember. I remember that it made you want to play other better video games when you were playing it.
Yeah. And they're a lot better now, you know.
No.
Did you, so are you are you an NES person? The Nintendo.
This is your NES person. NES.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
I don't discriminate.
Right. I can't be choosing at this point in my life.
Could you ever, though?
Well, no.
Let's think about this. Did you?
I never know with you.
Did you mention that the Panarin thing 2 years, or did David mention it?
David did mention that it's a bridge deal, which is very strange. That Artemi Panarin 2 years, an average annual value of $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a surprise and some solid negotiating there by the Blackhawks, if that's the case. And Hub Arkish now joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. You follow him on Twitter at Hub_Arkish, the editor and the executive editor, I should say, of Pro Football Weekly. Hub, hello. Okay.
Hello, guys.
I've got him.
We're having a technical difficulty. Wait, that was Herb. Herb was like, "Oh, technical difficulty," and his difficulty was that he didn't actually punch the guy up. So that was it.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to wait on having.
Do we try a third time? How many times before we try to go to him and it doesn't work? Do we just look like complete idiots?
Well, there had been a time where the right phone bank didn't work. And I knew that it didn't work. Yet everybody involved insisted that it did work.
Mm-hmm.
And with three engineers standing in there, I said, you watch. And they said, well, it's fine. We've checked. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I said, no, it's not, because it doesn't work. So I would punch him up, and they'd say, well, it works. Try it again. I said, no, because it's never worked. And then it took weeks for them to fix it. I said, well, we had to order a bunch of different parts and all that. I should just admit that it didn't work, and I was right that it didn't work.
So where is it now? Does it work?
Not at
try it again.
Not at the moment.
Try it again, because I think Hub is back.
Hub back? No,
look, it's on the screen. It says
not blinking.
Hub, there's a check mark.
Okay.
Try it. Hit it.
Hi, Hub. See?
Damn it.
What?
We're having a real problem here.
Yeah, you made me do it.
it was an effort.
Well, thank you for the effort.
Well, you know, I just saw on the screen that it looked like Hub was there.
Okay. Well, we're hopeful to have some contact with him at some point in the near.
Maybe he's with Schuster.
Or foreseeable future. Well, that was a bad wire that we got fixed.
Apparently. Oh, he fixed the wire?
Yeah, I think there was a Like a short circuit or something.
You would not believe how many things are fixed just by getting a new wire.
I think I probably would.
Pretty much everything that includes a wire.
Yeah. I think sometimes they fail and you can get a new one, right? Listen, you wouldn't believe. like you have access to information that
Man,
others don't.
Man, I'll tell you something. I know a lot.
I don't tell many people this, but if you only knew how many bad wires are out there.
Hey, Dan, how about the most...
You see that Apollo 13? Guess what that was?
Wire.
Yep, that's a wire.
Problem with a wire.
Hindenburg?
Wire.
Another wire.
This is... Dan, did you, by the way, see the most Canadian headline that you will ever...
Space Shuttle Challenger? Actually, trick question. That was an O-ring.
Which is also a wire. But it is still... It's an O-ring, but it's an O-ring wire. So listen to this headline. This has nothing to do with anything.
Are you sure?
But it's great because I love it.
Yeah.
And Chris Kampka over at Comcast Sportsnet found it and tweeted it, and I think it's wonderful.
Okay.
This is the headline. This is from Edmonton, I believe. The headline is, Red Deer Man Punches Cougar at Tim Hortons to Save Dog.
There's no way that's true.
It's CBC News in Edmonton.
Red Deer Man.
Red Deer is a place.
Oh, okay. So, oh, it's not like a red
No, it's not a man. It's like half man, half red deer.
Or maybe it's a local superhero.
No, stupid. It's a
Who is it? Save us. It's Red Deer Man. I can tell by his tracks. Here he comes. Wait, he's
about
little,
to punch that cougar.
He's a little skittish, so be careful. He's easily spooked.
Oh, you punch a cougar in Arizona, you get in trouble.
bring out a salt lick and call Red Deer Man. All right, let the record show I'm being told again.
To try Hub.
Ready? It's because I guarantee you this doesn't work.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
Hi, Hub.
Hi, guys.
Yes!
Hey! Told you.
All right. Okay, it's how
are
you?
Watch the call drop.
Yeah. Hub, are you ready for your people?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Oh, all right, good. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm ready. Jesus. Frank in Oak Park is on the score. Hi, Frank.
Hi, guys, and happy holidays.
You too.
I guess we can accept, Hub, that Matt Barkley is no NFL starting quarterback and is at best an updated Mike Tomczak, a guy who can get you some yards and scores along with a truckload of turnovers. But maybe it's time to accept a more sobering fact, one that the McCaskey clan may not acknowledge until early 2008, that realization that this coaching group has failed. I'm a few years younger than you, Hub, and I've seen 9 coaching regime changes since I began following the Bears as a teenager in the early 70s. Dooley to Gibran, Gibran to Pardee, Pardee to Armstrong, Armstrong to Ditka, Ditka to Wanstead, Wanstead to Giron, Giron to Smith, Smith to Tressman, and Tressman to Fox. With all these changes, only once did a coach get the Bears to the playoffs without achieving at least a .500 record in year 2. That exception being Dick Giron, who made the playoffs in his 3rd year, the first one for Jim Angelo, and the only season Giron even reached .500. Hub, history suggests that we are less likely to see a 1-year turnaround from this staff than having your 400-pound aunt with the addiction to bonbons discover a love for boiled chicken breasts and cross-training machines and end up looking like Catherine Webb. But for the Fire Mall crowd, aren't their options equally daunting? Removing Fox in a few weeks will make the next head coach the 4th to hold that position in 5 years with the Bears. Wouldn't that put the Bears perilously close to the Browns in terms of organizational instability and make it harder to obtain and retain top coaching talent?
And who are you crapping?
There you go.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch to unpack there.
I would say you can pretend the phone's broken again if you want.
Would have been great if it was gone.
Let let me just get, I guess, to Frank's point, which is that I just don't know that all of that history is relevant. You know, you're talking about different front office situations. The Browns comparisons are inappropriate. I think Ryan Pace has done a nice job so far in his first couple of years of talent acquisition. What I don't know is how much control he has up there and what the relationships are. I do think there's some young talent to build on this football team. As you guys know, I was not a fan of the John Fox hiring, but that was a couple of years ago. I think where you're at now, you give him one more year. You see what's going to happen. These kids are playing for him. I want to see if he's going to acknowledge his own mistakes come next week and in the week or two after. Is he going to adjust his play calling strategy, if not change offensive coordinators altogether? Can they do some things to stay healthier? I think it's encouraging that he's talking about it. Most coaches wouldn't. I think at this point, you got to go for the third year. It was always a three-year rebuild. But the one thing I do want to say, guys, is I hear this all the time. It makes the job less attractive. There are only 32 of these jobs. There are very few that are as attractive as the Chicago Bears. It's a heritage franchise. If you win here, you're bigger than if you win anywhere else. There's not a coach in the NFL who isn't going to want this job as long as they've got a fairly professional front office, and Ryan Pace has given them a fairly professional front office. So there's no reason to worry about the attractiveness of the coaching job here in Chicago if and when it becomes available again.
Q on the north side, you're on the score with Hub.
Hub. Trying to get ahead of all the nonsense that is NBA, or NFL draft scouting. Does pro-style offense not mean a darn thing? Because it can be applied to almost any kind of offense that is run in college? Because it can't just apply to West Coast-style offenses, right? That's my question. Pro-style offense doesn't matter. And then part B to my question, what's your favorite George Michael song? I'll hang up and listen for my answer, my friend.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I wasn't a big Lamb guy. I kind of missed the 80s, so I don't have a lot of George Michael for you, but I can tell you, there clearly are a couple of different pro-style strategies, if not offenses. Everybody knows what the West Coast is, and there are some who talk about a run-first vertical passing game, and then there's the teams that want to run the 3-4 wide receiver sets that run them with set patterns. When you hear about these issues with these college offenses, most of these teams, they don't even have really set routes that these guys are running. You know, it's spread out 4 or 5 guys, snap the ball, and find the first guy who's open. So there's a very clear differentiation between what you're expected to do in the NFL and what a lot of these schools are doing in college now, and it's why we're struggling so much to find NFL quarterbacks.
I was always told that the issue is under center, not under center, and all you have to look for, forget everything else, does the quarterback actually have to identify the defensive front?
Right. Well, not only identify the defensive front, but then identify the coverage that he's throwing into. And what happens when these guys are in the shotgun and the ball is coming out in a second or two, the coverage doesn't have a chance to develop anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But you don't get away with that in the NFL, and that's one of the many reasons that it's a problem.
Vince is in Melrose Park. He's on the score with Hub.
Hey, Hub. I just had a quick question. With all the injuries that have plagued the Bears and some of the other teams around the league, I was wondering, is there any team that is known for having the best medical staff or the medical professionals, or are those professionals just jumping from team to team like players do? And then also, once it is determined that a player needs surgery, does each team have their own assigned surgeons that they work for, or is it just pretty much a free-for-all and whichever surgeon or medical professional they go with is who they go with, and there's really no, you know, assigned surgeon to each team?
Well, Vince, a couple things there. It's not the medical staff. It's the strength and conditioning staff. I mean, the medical staffs are there for once the injury has occurred. And, yes, there are teams that have more respected strength and conditioning histories and traditions than other teams. The Bears were one of them from 04 through 11. We've talked about this before when Rusty Jones got here. And when Rusty Jones was in Buffalo for 20 years before that, he had some of the healthier teams. There is kind of a difference between the strength and conditioning power lift guys, who are all about pushing weight and getting stronger, as opposed to other guys who are more about you have to get stronger, but you also have to get more flexible, more pliable, more yoga, Pilates, stretching, whatever it may be. But there are very few teams in the NFL right now that are, quote, staying healthy all year long. As far as once the injury occurs, every team does have its own official medical staff. The players do have the option of getting their own second opinions and going to their own experts. And that's where you hear about the James Andrews and Frank Jobs of the world, so that, you know, there's a team preferred surgeon, and then you can go out and go wherever you want. If that's your choice, it's your body. Sometimes you'll hear that players fear that the team will downgrade them for doing that. I don't think that's the case anymore. Teams have reached the point where they just want their players healthy, and so they're not going to fight you if you want to go to your own surgeon.
Hub, thank you. We're up against it with DePaul basketball, so we appreciate you joining us.
All right, guys. Have a great New Year's weekend, and we will talk to everybody again next week. Actually, I'm on Friday night from 6 to 10, so I'll talk to everybody then.
Thanks, Hub.
Thanks, Hub.
Of course, will be central to the pregame and postgame this week one last time for the Bears and the Vikings, and you will hear pregame and postgame on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. I don't know why anybody would go to an NBA game. Regular season, I mean. Most are during a school night. It's, of course, overpriced, expensive, and oftentimes teams don't play particularly hard in the first three quarters of a game, only to be competitive in the fourth quarter when you got to get home for work and the kids got to get home for school the next day. Yet, people continue to shell out their hard-earned money to go and see superstars in the NBA. Like when LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love all came to Memphis for that one game all season long. Oh, but wait. Kyrie, K-Love, and LeBron chose not to make the trip. You only go to Memphis one time a year. Are NBA teams trying to get us to not buy tickets to regular season games? It isn't good for any of us making the future decision whether to or to not buy tickets. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
How are you, Dan?
Okay.
You know, if you're in the need for a new mattress, it's a great opportunity for you to save some money at the year-end closeout sale at our friends at Mattress Firm.
For a limited time, you can get a free box. I think free box spring would be a way of phrasing that with select mattress purchases. That's right, free box. You get 50% off select floor models as well and up to 60% off all accessories. And it's all while supplies last. So the sooner you get in there, the better the selection and the more your savings.
Yeah, and there's queen sets for as low as $179.99. That's a queen set. So there's something for every budget. But I'm telling you, take advantage of the year-end closeout sale and take a look at the Tempur-Pedic Breeze with the adjustable base.
Don't miss savings of up to 50% on Beautyrest Black Hybrid, Hampton and Rhodes, and that very Tempur-Pedic of which you speak, because it is worth it. When you think about what a mattress means, that if you're doing things right and you're getting 8 hours of sleep, you're talking about a third of your day, so it is worth exploring some high-end stuff because it matters.
And maybe you've looked at the prices, you say, you know, it's just a little too high for my budget, but take advantage of the Sleep Happy opportunity with no interest financing for 5 years. And as Dan says, you plot that out per day. Would you pay this per day to sleep on this wonderful mattress, which really in my life has been life-changing, sleep-changing as well? So go to mattressfirm.com, find the location nearest to you, and get in and take advantage of the year-end closeout sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week in music history. This week in 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen lost his left arm in a car accident. Nickelback went to number one on the U.S. singles charts with How You Remind Me this week in 2001. This week in 2002, Diana Ross was arrested for drunk driving by police in Arizona. The funeral of former Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer took place in London this week in 2002.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday. It's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for sitting in today. Turn your mic up.
I did. I'm getting paid for it. It's not like it's free.
All right. Well, hey, I'm just trying to be
and
nice.
Actually, some of it is coming out of your check.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is perfect for me.
All right.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
Yeah, how hard is that? Seriously.
What?
It's like talking to my daughter.
What?
Everything is a reason for you to try to be snarky or try to win some sort of exchange. Just a simple.
I'm not trying to win an exchange with you. There is no winning, Dan.
Just say,
are you having a nice Hanukkah?
Yeah, I guess. I still haven't gotten my Stan Van Gundy stuffed animal though.
Well, you just asked for it today. It's not gonna. I think Vermont Teddy Bear could take care of it for you. They probably
it
make
it. Have to be just right though. You're just.
You're How do you make it?
Well, he'd have to
glasses
have
glasses and
yeah, he's got to have the half glasses on the end of his nose. He's got to be like, in one hand has to be some random crumpled piece of paper because he's slapping his other hand with it. I don't even know what it.
Bottom of his shirt's starting to come out.
Yes, one shirt tail is out. Right.
Be a nice gift. You know what? Here's what I'll do for you. I'll see if I can come up with one. But no, this has been fun. I like hanging out with you. Believe it or not, mm-hmm. I really do like hanging out with you. It's true.
Okay, I was gonna go with not.
No, you're saying I'm not?
No, you said believe it or not.
Oh,
I was gonna go with not.
No, it's true.
Okay.
The option for you is to believe it, or you don't have to. But I'm just telling you, it's true.
All right. Well, we have some thank yous to send out today as well for everybody who worked on the show. We want to thank the guests today. They were Big Cat Williams, Pete Futak, and Hub Arkish. Eventually. We thank the producers. They were Matt Abaticola and Shane Reardon. I am going to be back tomorrow all by my lonesome for a full show. We'll have a bunch of friends and folks along to provide sports opinions.
I think I'm on after you. Oh, wait, no, there's something else in
there. There's Bears All Access and then you. So I'll see your sorry ass tomorrow. Probably I'm like, hey.
I sure hope so.
Yes, very much. Very nice.
Bye, Dan.
All right, bye. And stay tuned for DePaul and Villanova, a game you will hear right here. You're home for DePaul Buckets. Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This week's most popular music. 1 year ago, 2015.
Number three.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
I know when that Hotline Bling.
Number two.
Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Sit down, is it too late to say sorry now?
Number one song this week, 1 year ago in 2015. Adele, Hello.
Hello from the other side.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. This week's most popular music. 38 years ago, 1978.
Number three.
Barbra Streisand, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
And you don't bring me flowers.
Number two.
The Bee Gees, Too Much Heaven. One song this week, 38 years ago in 1978, Chic, The Freak. CBS Friday, Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver, I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. This week. This week in music history. This week in 1961, the Beach Boys made their live debut using their new name. This week in 1968, Led Zeppelin arrived in the United States for the very first time before their debut North American tour. Australian band AC/DC made their live debut this week in 1973. This week in 1982, sets of commemorative stamps in memory of Bob Marley were issued in Jamaica.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy on 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So here's the deal. Apparently, we are having some connectivity issues between the broadcast location at Villanova and the whatever is hooked up on this end.
Bye, Dan.
Mitch didn't say that you had to stay, Chris Ranji.
I thought that included both of us, so I was just going to help out. It's fine. I don't mind.
According to everything that I've been told, that apparently only I have to. You're welcome to stay. Oh. I'm not telling you you have to leave.
See, I guess
according to everything Mitch was texting, he was just saying that I had to stay.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't matter.
He likes you better.
That's not true.
Or he knows that you have more important things going on in your life.
No. Well, you know, nothing's going on here.
See, I need to go to the store and buy toilet paper. I just got the text message that we're out.
You're in better shape than Debbie Reynolds, huh?
What's wrong with you?
What? What?
You think you got problems. Anton Senna, clinically brain
it's
dead.
True.
Right. Yeah, I guess Debbie Reynolds has been rushed to the hospital for some kind of medical emergency. This is in the wake of the news that her daughter, Carrie Fisher, died yesterday. So
that's kind of awful.
Yeah, it's really bad. That's a rough go. She's 84.
Oh.
Right.
Close.
But, yeah, it's too bad. Oh. And, you know, I was thinking about this, too.
I might as well just stay. I'm here.
Whatever. R2-D2 died this year.
The droid?
The actor.
Oh.
In the droid.
Oh, okay.
Kenny Baker.
Oh.
So, if you're him, you gotta be like, or his family, hello?
Is it the same Chewbacca?
Peter Mayhew.
The big dude, right? He's still around, isn't he?
Yeah, I think okay. So. He's an odd man, but yes, I believe it is still Peter Mayhew in the Chewbacca costume.
Hmm.
But 2016, and it's not mentioned anywhere, that R2-D2 died too. And I did not know because I called up his Wikipedia page because I kind of feel bad for like, hey, you know, all you people mourning Carrie Fisher, you know, where were you for R2-D2? Kind of without him, you don't blow up the Death Star because he can't access.
Well, yeah, you got to have him. You got to have her too.
Otherwise, they're shut down in the trash compactor.
It's a team. They're right? All. That's true. They would all have died.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
He's the one that figured out how does he plugs into the thing and he stops the trash compactor and then everything. Yeah. They're able to get out of there.
Well, it's all a sequence of events that all of the players are important. It's a team effort. Nobody really is more important than the next guy.
And as it turns out that the late actor Kenny Baker and I had a very similar history. Because it says in 1951, Baker was approached on the street by a woman who invited him to join a theatrical troupe of dwarves and midgets.
What? That happened to you?
Yeah, I turned it down. What do you think? Should I have done it?
Well, how long ago?
It was also 1951.
Okay, well then, yeah. You should have done it.
It was probably the same troupe. I might have gotten the R2 job.
I'm a toddler.
Right. I'm supposed to be this height because I'm 3. But thank you.
I think that would have been a good deal for you. Yeah. You probably still could have fit into the R2-D2 apparatus, I think.
When you watch the documentaries of what he looked like when they dragged him out of that thing after going back and forth in the Tunisian desert, it was lucky to have lived.
Yeah.
All those people. I mean, like, and all the people like dressed as
Chewbacca.
Droids.
Just even the people who get into mascot costumes.
Oh,
you know,
they all just
in baseball season. How do you do that?
Oh, it's the worst, and they smell so bad. And
yeah,
it's horrible.
Well, I told you about the.
I'm just picturing Zach Zaidman right now. I'm sorry.
Do you think he's fuming?
Oh yeah. This is my opportunity to call a number one game with a number one team in a nation, and DePaul's a big game for DePaul. And I'm going to call the game anyway. I don't care if nobody can hear it. I can hear it.
Don't you remember the time there were technical difficulties at Wrigley Field, and they went to the phone? I think it was Chip and Steve. They went to they did it on the phone for a.
Yeah.
I don't remember, like a quarter, like an inning or something.
What
I was thinking is like maybe they could do that for a half. Just be on the phone, Zach and whoever he's with, be on the phone and then pass the phone back and forth.
Well, that is what I was taught to do. That the show must go on, that you call in and you do it on the phone because you gotta bring the play-by-play call to the people who want it.
Right. And Zach would be upset if
Zach could probably call them at their own homes, though.
Each one individually.
Right. Is this Steve? I'm a big DePaul fan. I've got the play-by-play call for you. This is Zach.
Here's what's going on.
I'm on the other line. No. I have to call the game to you directly.
Well, I wasn't listening. Well, you are now.
No, you're listening. In Watertown, Wisconsin, ridiculous. It's Joe on the score. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about R2-D2 and how he didn't get any respect because he died and how he saved him from the trash compactor. But don't forget, if it wasn't for R2-D2, they wouldn't have been in that mess. He had the battle plans. He got him out there.
Well, no, but Leia shot the vent to escape from the cell block.
Right.
He didn't get him. He didn't get him in there.
Well, he did because when he originally crashed on Tatooine, he searched out Ben Kenobi, got him all in the whole mess to begin with. If he wouldn't have had the battle plans and been trying to find Ben Kenobi, they wouldn't have been interested.
See, Joe's.
Oh, I see. You're looking at the
sequence of events. So Joe's looking at it the way I do.
Right. So the larger picture: had R5-D4 not exploded when the Jawas were dropping off the droids, and had C-3PO not convinced Uncle Owen to buy that R2 unit, but also this is going to get kind of deep, Joe. But if a lot of this was sort of preordained, if this was fatalistic, if because of the Force this was all meant to be, nobody had power over it anyway, right?
Correct. I'll give you that.
Okay, but I guess I have to also stipulate that you're correct as well, that it was the presence of the plans that were revealed in that R2 unit that had them all there in that mess in the first place. Correct.
Did you see the Cinnabon tweet about Carrie Fisher?
I just heard about it and that it was supposed to be... It was their tweet, and Brandon McCarthy, I guess, tweeted something.
I didn't see McCarthy's tweet. I just saw... I saw theirs.
Yeah.
And it's like this, I don't know what you would call it. I guess a sketch of like her profile is Princess Leia. Okay. But it's all, it's done in cinnamon. Okay. It's like, you'll have to come look at this, and where the buns are on her head, it's a Cinnabon.
Okay.
Okay. But then the tweet is RIP Carrie Fisher. You'll always have the best buns in the galaxy.
Oh,
really? Yeah. So they deleted it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the miracle of screen grab, it's out there.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, you know, but
the 815, the 815 says, is that caller suggesting that the rebels should have done nothing? We'd all be speaking Death Star now. Well, they actually spoke English. Actually, they spoke the fine king's English on the Death Star.
6 million languages. They picked English.
No, they spoke beautifully. That's really, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, talking about Peter Cushing and James Earl Jones, I mean, who speaks better than that?
Oh, James is terrific.
Well, I mean, and so was Peter Cushing, you know, as Grand Moff Careful Tarkin. Hey. Don't mess up his name. He gets really mad, and then he has Vader force choke you.
Did you ever see the? It's one of my favorite things, and I don't really care for mashup videos or anything like that, or people try to get too clever on the internet. But it was like probably 10, 12 years ago, and somebody made about a 9-minute video of it's Star Wars, but it's all Darth Vader's parts.
Oh yes, and it's overdubbed
with James Earl Jones
as Jack Johnson and some other parts that he's
from
played.
Other movies.
Yeah.
And just the...
It's great.
It's great. Funny. It's like him, he's supposed to have had a nervous breakdown. That's the premise. And then he's having all these interactions and...
It's like, listen, MF.
There's one point he's choking the guy. He's like, your mama's going on a date.
I have seen that. And the other one, and I don't want to ruin it. I guess it's spoiler alert, is that in the scene in Return of the Jedi, when he said, Luke, take this mask off so I can look upon you with my own eyes. Yeah. Right? And he takes the mask off and he still has like that little mouthpiece in front of him.
Right.
You haven't seen this?
No.
Okay. I don't want to spoil it. For you.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay.
No. Okay. Wait. Well, people can look it up, but what about the people who don't have the internet?
Well, you're screwed in life.
you better get internet.
Yeah, I would say, you know what?
It's, better get that internet.
It's going to be 2017 in a couple of days. Get internet.
What do you think Zach's doing right now?
Award-winning play-by-play man Zach Zaidman right here on The Score.
I am a professional.
Wait, did he say award-winning?
Yeah.
What was that?
Didn't he win an award?
Did he?
Award-winning play-by-play man Zach Zaidman right here on The Score.
Oh, somebody made him say it, right? Oh, no. No, that was edited.
Zach is just, he's...
He would not call himself an award-winning play-by-play man.
He is right now. I am an award-winning play-by-play man, and I will not stand for this. You fix these wires. Again.
It's wires. It's always comes down to wires.
See? Our second problem today.
You know what? Let me call Villanova myself. I'll talk to him.
You're the expert.
And all I'll do is say, listen, man, all you got to do is get new wires.
Hey.
This is easy to fix.
This is Ranji. Have you checked the wires?
Wait a minute. Are you saying you're having trouble connecting? You know, it could be the wires.
You ever think of this? I'm no engineer.
Wait a minute. Are you plugged in?
Did you turn it off and turn it on? I'm picturing, right, exactly. I'm looking like, literally, our chief engineer is either working on this or trying to get it figured out. But I keep either hearing like on hold music when I look over there.
I really hope.
At Tony Gill, or they're on the phone with a call center in Mumbai.
That's just, I'm hoping somebody's right on with customer service
right
somewhere.
Right, that's what I mean. And then they keep asking for his name and address again.
Thank you for that.
Right. Thank you very much for that.
Can I have your address, please? I just told you. Thank you very much.
I told you. We appreciate that very much, and we will have this fixed for you. We promise. And then they say, what is your account number? Well, I punched in my account number to start.
Mm-hmm.
I told three other people my account number. Why do you need it?
Well, it should be there, right?
I don't have access to that.
I don't know how that works.
Well,
I think I'm going to get a job in customer service just so I can find these things out. And then I'll get back to you.
Hey, you checked the wires?
That's how you solve every problem.
Sounds like
check the wire first.
Sounds like got a problem with the wires. I need to set up a service call. I'm going to be there some point between midnight Tuesday and midnight Wednesday. So we have to have somebody home.
Somebody's having car trouble. You pull over. Is it the have you checked the wires?
Oh yeah.
Could you help me out? Well, you probably need new wires. See you later.
He's Chris Ranji.
I am no help at all.
I'm Dan Bernstein, and we might be back. We might not be. We never know.
Let's just say that we're not going to be back.
Why?
Well, so that just in case we aren't. That way we have said our goodbyes again.
It's very possible there's a toilet paper emergency going on at my home right now, and I'm going to be too late to something horrible because I told the family I was picking it up on the way home.
Don't you get the newspaper delivered?
Ew.
Yeah, that'll work.
What are we, birds?
Okay. Pets? Yeah, a hamster?
You have the score.
The Bears are now 3-12 and head to Minnesota for the final game of the season. Can the Bears end the season with a division win on the road? Or would they be better off maintaining that high draft pick? We're covering the matchup right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka. I'm asking you to make a New Year's resolution to combat vision loss by getting treatment at the Chicago Lighthouse's world-class rehabilitation center. Our highly recommended doctors can assist individuals of all ages with reduced vision caused by any eye disease, either congenital or acquired. For your convenience, there are satellite clinics located in Glenview, Elk Grove Village, Flossmoor, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and our newest site, Tradewinds in Merrillville, Indiana. To make an appointment, call 312-997-3686. That's 312-997-3686.
This is Dr. Janet Slick, President and CEO of the Chicago Lighthouse. We're celebrating 110 years of changing lives in 2016. The Chicago Lighthouse provides a community of comprehensive care for people who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Holy Cruz joins us.
A lot of respect to those players who respected the tradition of Chicago Bears to go sleeveless, because if guys like Dick Buckus or Jay Hilgenberg or Tom Fair or Jim Colbert went sleeveless, then hell, I'm going to go sleeveless too. And that's just what those players were saying when they were out there with no sleeves.
And there's also a Bears tradition of allowing a Packer quarterback to make a huge play at the end of the game.
See what he did there, yeah.
You know, every decision they made ended up being wrong.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
A, B, C, D, A.
You might not think getting work done on your home or apartment would have any effect on the way your child grows up.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
But if it was built before 1978,
spell Glacier.
Glacier.
Renovations can spread lead paint dust that can be harmful to kids.
Glacier.
That's why the EPA now requires that your contractor be lead safe certified.
The 10, the 5, could it be? Touchdown! Touchdown!
In children 6 and under,
Madison Davis.
Lead paint can cause everything from loss of IQ and motor skills to behavior issues and severe learning disabilities. Disabilities that may not show up for years.
Deshaun Gaines.
Don't let lead paint take away your child's future before it even begins. For a LeadSafe certified contractor in your area, visit www.epa.gov/getLeadSafe or call 1-800-424-LEAD.
Spiegel and Golf, 9 a.m. to 1.
I'm Captain Tank, and in terms of a tank win, which is a better way to call a loss, you know, you
it's
get
entertaining.
Oh, you get an they entertaining game, back. A passionate game. They fight back.
A quarterback, despite maybe one or two bad turnovers, really played very well again.
As you're adding data, your quarterback is impressive.
15 things that were wrong with that defense yesterday that make me want to throw up.
Understood.
Spiegel and Golf, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome to Villanova.
We're still here. Hello? Is this thing on? Yeah, the engineers are racing frantically around the building, but we're told it's not on our end. Everything seems to be fine here. There are apparently some issues down the line in Philadelphia that are making the broadcast impossible.
Well, it's not our fault.
Right. I know that. We're just kind of here, I guess.
And all I know is we didn't do it. And even if we did it, the royal we, it wouldn't be you and me.
And the news of the day, now we have some...
Debbie Reynolds.
Well... She was rushed to the hospital with some kind of medical emergency. There were one report that it was a stroke, other that just might just be some sort of exhaustion or reaction.
Are you talking about the Panarin thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is the... You're a complete pain in the ass. You really are. Chris Hine from the Tribune has some specifics here. It's a contract extension worth $6 million per season for the next 2 years. In a bit of give and take, Panarin, 25, did not push for a long-term deal, which another team could have given him on the open market, but agreed to a bridge deal that will keep him in Chicago the next few years. Then he may be in line for an even bigger payday, and the Hawks will not be able to trade his rights because he'll be an unrestricted free agent at the end of his new deal. But keeping Panarin was paramount for a team that has Stanley Cup aspirations the rest of this decade. Panarin has thrived with the Hawks, thanks in part to playing on a line with Artem Anisimov and Patrick Kane, blah, blah, blah. The challenge now for the Hawks is how they will fit under the salary cap next season and who might have to be traded to accommodate Panarin's new deal. He's in the second year of his entry deal, base salary of $812.5. He made $2.575 million in performance bonuses, a number he could make again this season. If Panarin does cash in on the bonuses, most of that money will count against the Hawks cap for next season in addition to his new salary. The Hawks are right against the league's $73 million cap for this season. The new deal may mean the Hawks will have to trade one of their other high salary players or make a series of other moves to get under the cap. Possibilities include moving Marcus Kruger, who is owed approximately $3.1 million the next 2 years, but that alone may not be enough to get the Hawks under the cap. The Hawks are also set to lose one player in the upcoming expansion draft for the Las Vegas Knights. We were talking about this. But all of their long-term high-salary players outside of Kruger will be protected in the draft per NHL rules. That's Kane, Taves, Keith, Hjalmarsson, Seabrook, Hossa, Anisimov, and Crawford. As a second-year player, the Hawks do not have to protect Panarin to keep him. Another deciding factor will be how much the salary cap increases. Last season, it jumped only $1.6 million. Gary Bettman said the cap could jump around $2 million, but the good news is the $1.1 million cap hit owed Rob Scuderi will be off the books, and the Hawks do not have any other contract extensions kicking in. So he's likely to make $850,000 in Schedule A bonuses. That's extra money for various team accomplishments. He can make $1.725 in Schedule B bonuses for finishing top 10 in the league in points, assists, goals, or points per game. Entering Wednesday, he was fifth with 37 points. With those cap problems, Chris Hine writes it for another day. For now, the Hawks have locked up one of the most exciting young scorers in the league.
So my understanding is that a little bit more than half of that, he's got $12 million coming to him. The annual average value is six, correct, per season? So it's going to wind up with a $12 million total, and I think half of that, or around half of it, is going to be in bonuses. So either way, they have $73 million cap now. What they expected to go up to maybe 75 next year. And isn't that right? A million or two
mm-hmm.
in addition. So, I mean, yeah, they still have to maneuver. And I think they would want to see what happens with the draft. The draft is going to be June 18th through the 20th. And then they will announce the selections on the 21st. But that one draft alone is probably not going to be enough for them to... I mean, they're going to have to move somebody anyway. But, you know, they had to do it. You can't let him go. And it is a... It's probably as well as they could have done in this situation right now.
Yeah. You know? He's on the team for next year, as Ed Farmer would say.
He's on the team for next year.
There he is, and the year after that. And it looks like he's going to get his a reasonable salary. It's hard for me. I think of $6 million, and I think of some, like, bad relief pitcher. You hear $6 million, and you think of an end-of-bench NBA player. Yet that's a really lucrative NHL deal. Mm-hmm. I just have to make sure I'm calibrated to remember we're talking hockey money.
Because yeah.
I we're so quick to think, oh, $6 million.
That's nothing.
What is that?
Right.
I mean, you got guys...
Well, think about a $73 million payroll in baseball. That's terrible. I mean, that's awful, but that's the most you can spend in the league. The most you can spend. And I think the floor is 55, somewhere around. It's in the 50s. 55 to 58, somewhere in there. I mean, just imagine a baseball team spending $55 million on their club.
Well, you can
it gives you an idea of the difference in revenue. There isn't, and I know locally it's one thing. People here love going to Hawks games, watching it on TV, especially when the playoffs are happening. But there just isn't there's not as much of a national interest in it.
The real issue for the Hawks is when, and not if, but when Kane and Taves decline and they're
right.
and they're still eating up $20 million of your yearly cap. That's the question. That's when you have to start thinking, you know, now what, where are we? But you can't care once you've won three cups. It's eventually where the Cubs are going to find themselves if they win. They've already won the World Series mm-hmm. and maybe that's enough, or maybe they win multiple World Series. But there's already speculation just this year. You know, Kane isn't scoring. And some think that Taves isn't.
Well, Taves hasn't been for a while.
Looking himself.
Well, he just scored
anymore.
The other day, right?
But still, that's really with all of this working around the margins. That's not really the issue. They'll find guys around the margins, and guys will get better, and they'll make their deadline trades. They'll take advantage of somebody being hurt to allow somebody else to be on the roster. They can work that fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the real central issue is the money that you paid those two guys and how long they are worth that money that makes everything else so difficult.
But you couldn't not.
Oh, no. Shouldn't have, and I'm not saying there was really any way around it, because that's what you had to do. It's what you did, and there was never a choice, but it still comes down to that value being the defining characteristic of your team.
Watching closely the way they've had to operate the last few years, letting go of players that were a big part of Stanley Cup teams, it has, you know, I think I started to go this way before it, but it really kind of solidified how much, and I understand why the NHL has to do it, but it solidified for me that I don't want anything like that in baseball. And I used to be the opposite. I used to think, you know, I mean, this is years ago. I used to think, why can't we stop this? Let's put a cap on it so that, you know, the smaller market teams can compete better, and especially for the free agents. But I you know, the more time goes on, baseball works just fine without it. And just how irritating it is that you have to let go of players who are still under contract just because they're going to make too much money. And
baseball works fine without it when your front office is smart enough to understand cost control, to understand
yeah.
development and cost control, and say, look, with the way the arbitration rules are, free agency and so the payroll really shouldn't be an issue because you've got your own core of inexpensive talent for a long time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of GMs are getting better at that. A lot of front offices are. I mean, they're not all great at it, but I think that they are, especially
even the ones that aren't good at it know what they should.
They have
be
a general
doing.
Idea. Right, yeah, right, right. They're not stupid. I mean, they get it. They understand the dynamic, and I think that it's baseball is better that way. It is, and it's healthy enough that it doesn't have to do this. It is healthy enough that it doesn't have to do what the NHL does, and I don't ever want it to. Unless they ever get to a point where, for some reason, the revenue in baseball is just not there, which, you know, could happen at some point in the future. I don't know when that would be, but let's just say it's not there and they have to do this. That would really suck. It would really suck to have a havoc happen in MLB. I like it the way it is.
847 texter points out Derek Holland got 1 year and $6 million.
Yeah. Well, that's the average salary, I think, it, last year was five and a half, somewhere in there. That's a reliever. That's what it is. It's worth about a win. $5 million worth about a win.
I think that's right. Yeah, because that's calculated. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know exactly based on the runs scored and runs prevented, and they have the algorithms that tell you exactly what you should pay per individual win.
Right.
And wow. And that's
think about that.
You're talking one of the most dynamic young scorers in the entire NHL.
Uh-huh.
And
he's maxing out at six for now, but that's what he's getting. That if you want any idea.